Today we're going to learn the famous Shita of the Behag regarding Sfiras HaOmer. The Shita of the Behag is that if you miss an entire day of Sfira, then you can't continue counting with the bracha. And we're going to discuss, exactly what is the exact shot of the Behag's Shita. Okay, you're counting Sfiras HaOmer. And you miss the day of Sfira. So what do? So Rov Rishonim say, keep on counting with a bracha. That's the majority of you. Why? So this is the rush at the end of Pesachim says, because each day is its own mitzvah. Each day is its own mitzvah. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah b'fnei atzmi. If each day is its own mitzvah, so therefore the fact that I missed one day, it's a shame I missed that day, but it's a new mitzvah. So the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is 49 days. The mitzvah is 49 separate days. Count each day as its own mitzvah. Like, let's say, tefillin. Mitzvah to Tarsus, where tefillin? What does it mean? It means where tefillin every day of the year, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's a daily mitzvah. So Sfiras HaOmer is a daily mitzvah. It's not the whole year minus Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's 49 days. Each day is its own mitzvah. That's the Pashup Shah. That's what the Lashon HaBarash is. And that's the view of Rov Rishonim. Each day is its own mitzvah. Keep on counting with the bracha. The Behag says no. This Behag is quoted, the Tosfos in Menachos, on Daf Samach Vav. The Behag says, this is the end of Tosfos, this on Daf Samach Vav. Od Pasak HaBehag, Shim Hifsik Yomechad V'lo Safar, Shuv Eino Sofer Mishum Debayi Tamimos. The Behag says no. It says Tamimos. Tamimos, complete, a complete mitzvah. And if you miss a day, there's no point of shuv eino sofer. There's no point of counting anymore. Your counting's not going to count anyway. Whatever, okay. And you don't count anymore. That's the view of the Behag. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Behag, and we're machmir for the Behag. If you miss a whole day of Sfira, on page four in the booklet. Seif Ches, Im Shachach Varech Bechad Me'ayamim, Bein Yom Rishon, Bein Mishayamim, Sofer Mishayamim below Bracha. If you miss a day, you keep accounting without a Bracha. Why? We're being machmer for the view of the Behag. Each day, once you miss a day, you can't count anymore. Now, what's the Pshat in the Behag? What's the Pshat in the Behag? So there's the standard, simple way, then there's the deeper way. The deeper way, Rav Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal would like to say over, and I saw later other Achronim say it as well. Rav Kar, Pilchos Chag B'Chag, said develops it as well. But the Rav, I think, made this approach famous. The simple approach to the Behag is that the Behag holds, it's not 49 separate mitzvos, but rather, it's one mitzvah with 49 parts. So once I miss one day of Sfira, I can't do the mitzvah anymore. I'm finished. So I can't say a bracha anymore. There's no point of counting. What's the lashon of Tosfos? Shuv eino sofer. Don't count anymore. There's no point to it. That's the simple way to understand the Behag. That it's one mitzvah, 49 parts. That's what Tmimos means. It has to be a full mitzvah. So once I miss a day of Sfira, it's impossible to finish the mitzvah anymore. So stop counting. Still don't say a bracha anymore. So why do we keep on counting without a bracha? Because of the other view. Maybe it is a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Keep on counting. Maybe the Behag is right. Don't say a bracha. Ah, he's the minority view. So by brachos, we're machmir. All right. If this is the pshat of the Behag, there's a question which the Prima Gadi made famous, but others said it earlier. What's the question if this is the pshat of the Behag? If it's one mitzvah, 49 parts, then what question could you ask about the Behag? What?
No, is there a bracha every night?
Explain.
Can you just make one big bracha? Just make one big bracha. If it's just one mitzvah, make one in the beginning, and then that's it.
Now, this is a very important question. If it's one mitzvah, 49 parts, how are you making brachas every night? You should make a bracha on the last night, when I'm about to finish the mitzvah, either the first night, or the last night. How are you making a bracha every night? That's the Prima Gadim's kasha, and he doesn't give an answer. The Prima Gadim asked that kasha, and if he doesn't give an answer, that means he thinks it's a kasha. In other words, that he thinks this proves that the Behag's pshat is incorrect. But you see from the Kasha, you see from the Kasha that that's how he understood the Bahag. The Pimagonim asks against the Bahag, according to the Bahag, it's the Pimagonim in Simon Tuf Pei Tes. I don't have it here. I don't have the piece of Yerach. The Bahag says, Gudas Bahag, he says, it's one mitzvah, Tzarech Iyun. I'm reading the top of page 6 in your booklets. The Rav Shechter quotes the... I remember Rav Shechter Shechita quotes the Bahag. My time of Baruchim B'chol Laila. Oh, that's the kasha of the Prima Gadim. It's there in Simon Tov, Pei Tes. How do you make a bracha every night? It's good kasha. Okay. So, the teretz they give for that kasha is, and this Rav Shechter developed, there's also a great Rav named, great Talmud Chacham, Rav Warman Shechita. He writes the Sfarim Shevis Yosef, big Talmud Chacham, as follows. In general, in halacha, the birchas ha-mitzvah is associated more with the Maisa mitzvah as opposed to the Kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's how Yisod HaShechter develops. When you make a birchas ha-mitzvah, we normally associate the bracha with the action, not the fulfillment. Here's the classic case. You are away and you realize you're missing the mezuzah. You ask your friend to put the mezuzah up for you. He buys the mezuzah, puts it up on the wall. Now who's doing the action of the mitzvah? Who's doing the friend? Whose mitzvah is it? Who's getting the kiyum? The guy owning that, who owns the house. Who says the bracha? So almost all the poskim say, the one who puts it up says the bracha. Why? It's not his mitzvah. It's your mitzvah. You own the house. Rav Shechter explains, we see from there that the birchas ha-mitzvah is associated with the maisa mitzvah more than with the kiyum mitzvah. So it could be by Sfiras HaOmer. Each of the nights is a separate night. It's an independent ma'isa mitzvah. Here's the svara. I can't do it all in one night. There's no way. The mitzvah is 49 separate nights. You can't squish it together because it has to be every new night. So the mitzvah is structured that you're forced to have 49 separate, discrete ma'isa mitzvah, and therefore, they each get their own bracha. That could be the answer. That's a lumpus. But since it's a chiddush, because l'maisa, you're still saying a bracha on a part of a mitzvah. But if this part of a mitzvah is a separate maisa, it might get its own bracha. And Rav Warman quotes that we find other examples. On page five, Rav Warman quotes here, Sefer Oros HaPesach, he quotes from the Mishnah LeMelech. The Mishnah LeMelech in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, that there's a machlokes when you offer a karban mincha. So first you pour the oil, then you mix it, etc. Is each one a separate mitzvah or not? So the Rambam holds it's one mitzvah. The Rambam holds mincha is one mitzvah. Offer karban mincha. The fact that you pour the oil and mix it and then break it up into pieces are each a prat within the mitzvah. And the Rambam holds you make a bracha on each part. That's what Mishnah Melech discusses. That's a beautiful source for us. That regarding the Karban Mincha, the Rambam says it's one mitzvah to do what? Pour the oil, mix it, break it up into pieces. That's all part of one mitzvah called the Karban Mincha. And yet each one gets its own bracha. So that's the same Yisod. That the bracha is linked up to the Maisa mitzvah more than the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And that might be the pshat of the Bahag. So that's the first pshat. That's the simple pshat of the Bahag. The standard pshat of the Bahag. With the Kasha and a possible Teretz. According to that Bahag, according to that first pshat, think of the following question. Let's say a person, however, there's another approach to the Bahag. And the other approach to the Bahag, again, the Rav made famous, and the Rav had different hints to this pshat of the Bahag. My favorite hint that he has is the Sefer HaChinuch. Look on page 5. The Sefer HaChinuch on page 5, he quotes as follows. He quotes the different Rishonim. He says, Rav Rishonim are against the Bahag. And the Bahag says, once you miss a day, you can't keep on counting with the bracha. Now, the Chinuch explains what the logic is for those that reject the Baha'i. Let's read the Chinuch. Yesh she'amru, mi she'shachach v'lo mana yom echad, en yachulim nos od be'os seshana. Fisikun mitzvah achasi, u'mikeven she'shachach mehen, yom echad harei ko'achash ben batal mimenu. That's the Baha'i. V'lo holdu moreinu, she'bederenu l'svarazu, and our Rebbein don't agree to this. They argue on the Baha'i. Ela, mi she'shachach yom echad, mona ha'acherim, im kol Yisrael. If you miss a day, you keep on counting, im kol Yisrael. Which words in the Chinuch are striking? What's the wrong with kol Yisrael? What's the first word you said? Yeah. It's irrelevant. It sounds like, I don't think the Rav said this, Rav Karabach. Yachad. Let's all count together. Let's all count. What's Karabach? Let's all count together. Oh, Lamedol. Let's all count together. Im shar kol Yisrael. This is a halacha section of the Sefer. No, you can count. It's okay. Count together with all the other Jews. Let's all get together. It's a very strange phrase in the Chinuch. So the Rav said it like this. The Baha'i agrees that Sfira is 49 separate mitzvahs. And that's the answer to the people who got him's kasha. How do you make a bracha every night? Because he said separate mitzvah. So what's wrong if you miss a night? If you miss a night, you've lost your count. Counting means to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, what? 6? That's not counting. If the mitzvah is to count, and you miss the day, you're not counting anymore. That's not called counting. Counting is when you count in order. There's an order. 4, the next day is 5, the next day is 6, the next day is 7. And when you miss a day, you've lost your count. You've lost your continuity in your count. Part of what counting, if you want to define what is counting, part of counting is the continuity. That's what counting is. Number 10 comes after number 9, after number 8. So number 10 is number 10 because it came after number 9. So it could be the Baha'i agrees. The Baha'i agrees that each night is a separate mitzvah. But if you miss a whole day, you've lost your count, you've lost your hemshechius, you've lost your continuity, and therefore the Baha'i says you can't keep on going. And that's the answer for the Prima Gaudi. So the Rav said that's the Pshat in the Chinuch. The Chinuch is explaining how come we argue on the Baha'i. How come we say you can keep on counting if you miss a day? You know why? Because although you didn't count, Am Yisrael counted. The continuity is there. That's beautiful. It's a halakhic statement. I missed a day. But the rest of the world counted. So it's true that I didn't count number 9, but Am Yisrael counted number 9. So when I count 10, I'm counting with Am Yisrael. There is continuity. The Baha'i argues. He says, no, you have to have your own personal continuity. But the Chinuch is saying, no. The continuity can be created. It can be established by the fact that I'm counting with the rest of Am Yisrael. That's very nice. You with me? So this becomes a halachic statement. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Rishon who says, if you miss a day, keep on counting with a bracha, but you should say, last night was 12 and tonight is 13. That's in the Mishnah Berurah. Exactly. Very good. That the Mishnah Berurah quotes that. What does that mean? Here, Mishnah Berurah quotes that. Look here. It's in page 4 in the Be'er Halacha, Div Machlo Sofer. Look here. He says here, he quotes from, look on the fifth line. At the end, the last word of the fourth line of the Be'er Halacha, page 192. Here, Vod. Page 4 in your booklets, here we go. Vod Chi Reit Sham. Teheichi de Ishtri Yom Echad, you missed a day. Yisbor Belel Sheni Shtei Sviros, Kagon. Bishachach Svir Rishona. Yomer Bisvira Shnia. Esmo Haya Echad Be'omer. Be'yoma Din Trei Be'umra. Today's the second day. The cave and many gam shall esmo lo nafak mikhal tamimos tehiyana. Since you mentioned yesterday, you're still part of, you still have tamimos. Now that comment makes no sense according to the first pshat of the Baha'i. Why are you counting last night? It's one big mitzvah. I'm not yotei tonight with last night. But if you say no, each night is a separate mitzvah, but I have to keep the count going. So he says a chiddush. If I mention last night, that's enough to keep the continuity going. So another angle. this Rishon also only makes sense with this other view of the Bahag. See, these are two sources, three sources that this other view of the Bahag makes more sense. Number one, it's the best answer to the Kasha of the Prima Gadim. Number two, it explains the strange language of the Chinuch. Again, the Chinuch is explaining why we reject the Bahag. And three, it explains this striking opinion that's found in the Be'er Halacha. Now, then the Rav made a comment, and this comment is mamish, very, very beautiful. Let me ask you a question. We discussed this a few weeks ago. If a person does not count at night, and now it's the daytime, what does he do?
Says it without a bracha.
He counts by day without a bracha. What happens the next night?
Counts with the bracha.
He counts with the bracha. Why? Two-word answer. Why? Mishnah Berurah says, Svek Sveka. This is fabulous. This is fabulous. This is fabulous. Listen, this is beautiful. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. This is beautiful. Listen carefully. So we say as follows. We say as follows. I didn't count at night, but I counted the next day. So the following night I have a Svek Sveka. Maybe Rov Rishonim are right. I'm sorry, why do you count by day without a bracha? Because maybe you're Yotze during the day. That's a machlokas. So maybe I'm Yotze during the day. And even if I wasn't Yotze during the day, Rov Rishonim say that it's each separate mitzvah. So I keep on counting with a bracha. So we understand, for us, we have a Svek Sveka. Rov Rishonim say, keep on counting with a bracha. The Bahag says not. Yeah, but according to the Bahag, maybe I was Yotze when I counted during the day. If you look in Tosfos in Megillah, the Bahag himself says to do that. The Bahag himself says, if you don't count at night, count the next day without a bracha, and keep on counting the next night with a bracha. The Bahag, I'll just read the language of, I didn't have it in the Halakhana sheet. Listen to this. Tosfos in Megillah. The Bahag Kasav.
Where in Megillah?
Daf Kaf, I think. Heichli de Inshi Levarech Balayla. You forgot to count at night. Yimne l'macha b'li bracha v'chein halacha. Aval im shachach laila v'yom lo yimne od b'bracha k'bay t'mimos v'leika. If you miss a whole day, then when you keep on counting, don't say a bracha. Mashma, if you didn't miss the whole day, if you counted the next day without a bracha, then the following night you can say a bracha. Again, I missed at night, count the next day without a bracha. Period. And but if I miss the entire day and night, then the next night don't say a bracha. Mashma, if I miss that night and counted by day without a bracha, I can count the next night with a bracha. But this is the Bahag. It's not because of a Svek Sveka. He's the Bahag himself. He's saying it himself. So somehow, what's the pshat of the Bahag himself? You with me? It's not based on putting together two shitas. Here's the pshat. Counting during the day, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. And that's why the Bahag does not have to say a bracha. But counting during the day is enough. Is enough for what? To keep the continuity going. That's a beautiful pshat in the Bahag. You're the Bahag. And you hold, counting by day isn't Yotze. You're not Yotze, you're mitzvah. But I counted. I said the words. I counted on that day. So that's enough to keep the continuity going. So the Bahag himself, I says I can count with the bracha. Even though I wasn't Yotze, not a Sukkah, I wasn't Yotze during the day. That's a fabulous Chiddush. That sheet of Tosfos in Megillah, the way he quotes the Bahag, L'chorah only makes sense according to this Bahag of the Rav. It could be the two versions of the Bahag. The Bahag is always, the Gersus are always difficult. It could be that the Bahag in Tosfos in Menachos is the simple way, 149 parts, and the Bahag in Megillah is the fancier pshat of the Rav. But this is a beautiful pshat, that within the Bahag himself, counting during the day is enough to keep the Hemshechius going. And Rav Wilg always points out, Rav Wilg gave a shir on this, that the Rishonim who say, if you don't count at night, count by day without a bracha, and keep on counting with a bracha, they don't say Svek Sveka by that. The Mishnah Berurah says Svek Sveka. But he quotes the Tumas Hadash and doesn't use the word Svek Sveka. When he quotes this topic, he doesn't, because it's not based on Svek Sveka, it's based on the continuity thing. Very nice. Yes.
How come they don't mention the continuity myth explicitly?
No, so the Rav says that's what they do. That the word tmimos means that. When it says tmimos means complete, continuous. That's what the word means. Well, what does the word tmimos mean?
It's a broader definition.
Correct. Tmimos. Does tmimos mean it's one full mitzvah? Or tmimos means counting includes tmimos. It has to be, you have to have continuity. That's exactly what the Rav would say. Now, there's a famous question. If a kid becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer, does he keep on counting with the bracha? Ooh. So most achronim say yes. A few achronim say no. Why not? Because until now he was counting as a kid. He wasn't yotze. As far as the Torah goes, he wasn't yotze. Now he's chayav deraisa. He didn't count the first half. He can't the bahag. He can't do the whole mitzvah. Neither raisa, going to the bahag. It's a fancy question. The Rav said, for sure, keep on counting with the bracha. Why? Because when you were counting before your bar mitzvah, lemaisa, you were counting. You kept the count going. Hemsheichius was there. Each night is a separate mitzvah. The issue is continuity. You have the continuity. You counted yesterday. Just because it wasn't technically the mitzvah deraisa, but you were counting, you have continuity. Rav Shechter Shlita has another angle on that. This is a very fancy question. The other angle is, let's assume it's all one big mitzvah, and you're counting for chinuch before your bar mitzvah. Now you're bar mitzvah. So let's assume you can't put it together and with the bahag. But who says the mitzvah of chinuch ends when you turn 13? It's a fancy question. Maybe, and here's the example, maybe I'm 13 now. Now I'm a gadol. And let's assume I can't count with the bracha because it's all one mitzvah, 49 parts. But I still have the mitzvah of chinuch, maybe, to train myself to do mitzvahs properly. So who says, oh, the clock strikes 12, midnight, that's it, the mitzvah of chinuch ends. No, maybe chinuch continues. Maybe there's still a mitzvah of chinuch even after you're 13, if you can think of a case where you can't do the mitzvah of deraisa, chinuch, and this might be the case. That's the other angle of why you would say a bracha. That's a fancy lumber, so I've Shechter quoted. All right. So that's the beautiful shot of the Rav. One final example. What if you, person, lo aleinu, has scheduled serious surgery where he knows that during Sfira he's going to be out of commission for a whole day? Or during Sfira you know you're going to fly over the international dateline and miss a whole day of Sfira. You can work it out. You're going to miss a day where, like, you're leaving day 4 and you're entering day 6 because of the internet. You're flying to Australia. So you know you're missing day 5. That's your business schedule. What's the question? Can you start counting with a bracha? So if you take the simple approach to the bahag, that it's one mitzvah 49 parts, then maybe the answer is no. Because I know I can't finish the mitzvah. But according to the Rav's approach, you're certainly allowed to start counting with a bracha until you get there. Why? Because it's not that what? That it's one mitzvah 49 parts, and if you miss a day, it's a bracha levatala. The issue is, until now I'm good. What's the question? To keep on going with the bracha is a problem because I can't do the mitzvah with me, because I've lost continuity. But until I get there, I for sure can count with the bracha. You got that example? That's a very good example.
As long as you have continuity.
Right. As long as you have continuity, there's no problem. And that's Gemaisa. And most poskim assume you can count with a bracha up until that point. Rav Shlomo Zalman passes that way and others. So this is these are the famous two approaches to the bahag. The simple approach versus the fancier approach which the Rav developed. And he had many nachminas. Number one, it's the best answer to the kasha of the Prima Gadim. Number two, it's a good explanation of the strange, striking language of the chinuch. Number three, it's a good explanation of the striking shita to count last night. Number four, it's a great explanation to the Bahag himself, as Tosfos quotes him. That compromise, the Bahag says, l'charchila, to do that. Number five, it's a good source for saying that a katan shehigdil is allowed to keep accounting with a bracha. And number six, halacha l'maisa, if you're going to miss a day of Sfira, you ought to start counting with a bracha. I had a big, when the Rav was nifter, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and his levaya was Erev Yom Tov Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So I was in Mount Airy Lodge with my in-laws at the time.
Where?
Mount Airy Lodge. It's a place up upstate New York where people used to go. Now it's, I think it's a Lava Shalom. Now it's not, it closed down. It used to be, yeah. So we used to go there. So a friend of mine and we were there. We drove an hour and a half to the city to get to the airport, an hour plane ride, this Erev Yom Tov, to Boston, like a 45-minute cab ride to the Levaya, spent an hour or two at the Levaya, that's what Rav Shech did, that the Levaya was crying, and then back to the airport by cab, back to New York by plane, an hour and a half drive back to Manari, got there, you know, Erev Yom Tov, a chance to go to the Rav's Levaya, so I went to the Rav's. So that day, on Shvi Yishol Pesach, so I want my in-laws, you know, gave them a. If your son-in-law knows how to learn, it gives him, it makes them feel good. So I gave a shir on Shabbos. Like I said, like famous Yisodos that I knew from Rav Salavitch. I said this one over, like because of Sfiras Omer at the time, you know, to say over from the Rav, this beautiful approach of the Bahag that the Rav said over was said over that day, like the day after is the Levaya. All right, this is all here in Rav Shechter's writing, Eretz HaTzvi, on page 6 of the booklet. And I think that covered most of the... It's a Maisa Svira, and the day is counted. It's called the language... Here's the language they call. All right, fine. We'll stop here for now. You got it, guys? Very good. I wanted a few comments to today's shir. First of all, I mentioned Rav Willock Shlita's diuk. In the language of the Rishonim, the Trumas Hadeshen, quoted in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tuf Pei Tes, discusses the case of if a person does not count at night and does count the next day, he continues counting the following night with the bracha. And the Trumas Hadeshen does not mention the idea of Sfek Sveka. Kasev Trumas Hadeshen, Im Safek Li Echad Im Safar Laila Echad Olo. Yired de yispor bibracha mikan vahala. Vilo mi boyo im niskar bayom hahu. Shaz vadai tsarich lispor below bracha. Vidokasafik. Vishuv yispor bishar legos bibracha. Vahachina haginon. Afigu vadai shachach belai lispor. Visofer bayom below bracha. Sofer shuv ber bracha. Why? De mikre shapir tamimos. Hoil vilo dileg yom echad. You didn't skip the day entirely. It's a beautiful deal. The Trumas Hadeshen doesn't mention the word Svek Sveka. He says it's because you didn't miss the entire day. The Mishneh Berurah, when he discusses this topic, the Mishneh Berurah explains this based on the idea of Svek Sveka. The Mishneh Berurah is found in Sharat Zion, Sif Katan Memhei. And he writes, Kedivei Trumas Hadeshen, Muvav Beis Yosef, Umishum Dehavei, Sfek Sfeka Lichayuva, Sfek Dibidiyevet Sfira Zmana Kol Meis La'es, Vim Tertze Lomer, Kedas HaPoskim, Dein Sfira Bayom, Av HaBichin, Harbi Poskim, Maskim, Dein Yom HaMakvin, Zedzeh, etc. But the Trumas Hadeshen himself doesn't have that exact Lashon. A beautiful diuk of Rav Willock. Adarabba. Trumas Hadeshen says that you don't miss the day entirely, legamre. So it could be that the Lushan and Tosfos that we saw, Tosfos in Megillah, with the Bahag's Lushan in Megillah, it could be that's mamish what the Trumas Hadeshen himself meant as well, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef. Oh, it's a beautiful diuk of Rav Willock. I want to just read the Lushan of my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita Sefer, Eretz HaSvi, in Siman Gimel, and he writes as follows. The Bimur Gan Mezakasha, the Odas Behag, the Bishachach Lispor Yom Echot Shiveno Sofer, Hare Sphere Lay to Chol Mem Tes Hayomim, Chara Mitzvanin Hu, Midim Akvin Zed, Zevim Karin Sarach Yun, My Time of Mavarachim Bechol Laila, Ulefidi Vrenu, Lo Kasha Midi, Taaf to Kulu Chara Mitzvanin Hu, Mikomako, Maise Mitzvah Nifradim Hemo, There are different Maise Mitzvah. Mitzvah achas, sheesh b'harbi ma'isa mitzvah, it could be, tiknu bracha al kol ma'isa bifnei atzma. Af al pi she'adayin ein biyado shum kiyum shal mitzvah zu, ad livesof, bigmar kol ma'isa mitzvah kulam. And when he quotes the yisod of the Bahag, it could be, de besfira b'in en ritzifos v'am sheikhiyut, v'im romana yedzayin hech yuchal reshuv in mos yurchet. This is where Rav Shechter explains the basic yisod of the Rav with the various nafkaminas that I mentioned. There's a beautiful sefer Harei Kedem, where Rav Shurkin Shlita says over the Rav's yisodos very beautifully. I'll just read his language as well. He has the beautiful Lumbisha language. What's the pshat of the Bahag? Here's the language. Dechol chalos hamais esfira, hu aidei shemona kol yom v'yom b'yomo. V'aidei esfira shal etmol, ol alo cheshbon shayom hamachar. V'hachli taima mishum deboinan tamimos b'maise hasfira.
It's not called counting if you skip a day.
Well, later on, the Hari Kedem has the Lashon as follows. He quotes, "I the Chinuch, right? The Lashon HaChinuch. Why does the Chinuch say, Imshar Kol Yisrael? Bir HaChinuch esvaras Morenu Shebedarenu, the ones who argue on the Behag, Timikol Mako Mone Eshar Yomim Im Kol Yisrael, Vizehu Gufa, Haveit Shuva L'Tainas HaBahag. That's the answer to the Bahag Shita. Ki hein omnam hu atzma lo safer atzma. He didn't count yesterday. Aval kol Yisrael lo safer esmol kedin. Ve'acheshbon shel asfir v'atmimos kaya mikoach shel Yisrael. The count has continued. I'm part of Am Yisrael. My count continues through their count. Oh. And then he quotes here that the Rav told the Maisa that a Rav was sick and he felt he wasn't going to make it through all of Sfira. Uvda have Birav echad shehirgish shekitzo memashmesh uba p'tochi me'asfira haomer. He's afraid he's going to lull in, he's going to die during sfira. Ulekach hayasof for sfira haomer below bracha. He counted without a bracha. Why? Ki yada shal yuchal ligmar. He won't be able to finish. And the Rav said, no. Lemavur, based on what we saw in the Bahag, he should count with the bracha. Oh. The kolzman shuchay cheshbon chay cheshbon chay. He should have counted with the bracha, according to the cheshbon of the Rav. Oh, beautiful, beautiful mahalach of the Rav in the Bahag's Shita of Sfiras Om. Okay, we'll stop.